The Time of the End. October 9th, 1903. Typed. We are living in the very last days of this earth's history. All the signs that our Savior predicted would herald his second advent are being fulfilled. We must earnestly continue laboring until the work given us to do is finished. As we see and sense the perils of the last days, and as the powers of darkness press more heavily than ever upon us, should not we, as Bible believers, do our very best work? God may spare my life, that I may still work in his cause. Physically, I have always been as a broken vessel, and yet in my old age, the Lord continues to move upon me by his Holy Spirit to write the most important books that have ever come before the churches in the world. The Lord is evidencing what he can do through weak vessels. The life that he spares, I will use to his glory. And when he may see fit to let me rest, his messages shall be of even more vital force than when the frail instrumentality through whom they were delivered was living. It may sometime be said of me, as of some others, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, verse 13. If Sister White should lay off her armor at the feet of her Redeemer, she would still bear witness through the testimonies that he has given her. Thus she would continue speaking to all who read the books published. This is why I desire to immortalize in print as many precious revelations as possible while I have a clear brain and a firm right hand to trace the lines of instruction that God gives me. The closing work. We see before us a special work to be done in the time when the whole earth shall be filled with the light and the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We are now to pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance. Let us seek the Lord with our whole hearts, that we may find him. We have received the light of the three angels' messages, and we now need to come decidedly to the front and take our position on the side of truth. The 14th of Revelation is a chapter of deepest interest. This scripture will soon be understood in all its bearings, and the messages given to John the Revelator will be repeated with distinct utterance. The prophecies in the 18th of Revelation will soon be fulfilled. During the proclamation of the third angel's message, another angel is to come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth is to be lightened with his glory. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord will so graciously and universally bless consecrated human instrumentalities that men, women, and children will open their lips in praise and testimony, filling the earth with the knowledge of God and with his unsurpassed glory as the waters cover the sea. Those who have held the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end will be wide awake during the time that the third angel's message is proclaimed with great power. During the loud cry, the Church, aided by the providential interpositions of her exalted Lord, will diffuse the knowledge of salvation so abundantly that light shall be communicated to every city and town. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of salvation. So abundantly will the renewing Spirit of God have crowned with success the intensely active agencies that the light of present truth will be seen flashing everywhere. The saving knowledge of God will accomplish its purifying work on the mind and heart of every believer. The Word declares, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes." Ezekiel 36, verse 25 to 27. This is the descent of the Holy Spirit, sent from God to do its office work. The house of Israel is to be imbued with the Holy Spirit and baptized with the grace of salvation. Their state of lethargy will no longer exist. All who have not received the light will be convicted. All who will turn unto the Lord with full purpose of heart will confess their sins.
Amidst the confusing cries, "Lo, here is Christ! Lo,
There is Christ.
Matthew 24, verse 23. Will be born a special testimony, a special message of truth appropriate for this time. Which message is to be received, believed, and acted upon? It is the truth, not fanciful ideas, that is efficacious. The eternal truth of the Word will stand forth free from all seductive errors and spiritualistic interpretations, free from all fancifully drawn, alluring pictures. Falsehoods will be urged upon the attention of God's people, but the truth is to stand clothed in its beautiful, pure garments as the Spirit of Truth. The Word, precious in its holy, uplifting influences, is not to be degraded to a level with common, ordinary matters. It is always to remain uncontaminated by the fallacies that Satan fabricates to deceive, if possible, the very elect. The proclamation of the gospel is the only means by which God can employ human beings as his instrumentalities for the salvation of souls. As men, women, and children proclaim the gospel, the Lord will open the eyes of the blind to see his statutes, and will write upon the hearts of the truly penitent his law. The animating Spirit of God, working through human agencies, leads the believers to be as one mind, one soul, unitedly loving God and keeping his commandments, preparing here below for translation. There have been conflicts, and will be, until in heaven is heard the voice of the Lord saying, "It is done." Revelation 16, verse 17. And after the redeemed host is taken to heaven, God the Father will be glorified in crowning the Lord Jesus, who gave his life a ransom for the world. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things, and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. Revelation 22, verse 1 to 9. This is the warning that I am to give to all who are living on the face of the earth. Lean your helpless souls upon the Lord alone, and not upon any man. There are many who are exalted to their eternal ruin by being worshipped by their fellow men. Led astray themselves, they lead others astray. It is time now to stop all contention, all fault-finding, all lifting up of the soul unto vanity. To my brethren and sisters I am bidden to say, let the work of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ be directed and made efficient by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Let not one believer, in the day of trial and proving that has already begun, listen to the devising of the enemy. The living word is the sword of the Spirit. Mercies and judgments will be sent from heaven. The workings of providence will be revealed, both in mercies and in judgments. The judgments will sometimes precede the mercies, and sometimes follow.